And we've got on the line Kat Rose to talk about the rally that they've had with the Community Action Against Homophobia at Hyde Park, I think it was. Kat, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Oh, yeah, brilliant. We held it at Town Hall on Saturday.
On Town Hall and Hyde Park, was it, or just Town Hall?
No, just Town Hall.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I must have got the wrong message there. So what was the idea of the rally today on the weekend?
Well, I mean, we were out for a pretty simple reason, really. Like, I mean, to demand equal marriage rights for LGBTI people. I mean, you know, this reform could have been passed years ago. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that it doesn't go away, that it doesn't get swept under the carpet like the current government is hoping it will. Yeah, so we had a pretty excellent demonstration, I think, to continue the campaign and say that we're not waiting.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, what was your position on the plebiscite?
No, I didn't support the plebiscite happening. You know, like, it was a tricky one, but I think that, like, it was an attempt by, you know, homophobes in the Liberal Party to divide our movement. And, you know, like, there was no way that we could accept something that was put forward on such a homophobic basis. Really, like, you know, Malcolm Turnbull was saying, oh, yeah, definitely it will pass if we have this thing. But we insist that, you know, every homophobe in the country should get to have their say while it happens. Like, well, you know, it's a campaign against homophobia, not about accepting its place in society.
Yeah. So what currently, give us a bit of a profile of your current average homophobe out there.
Well, they're in a minority, that's for sure.
How do you identify them walking down the street?
I don't know that you could identify one walking down the street.
You can't, okay.
Sometimes they identify us and, you know, I've definitely been yelled at on the street and one sure way of knowing.
You've been yelled at, have you? That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, like if you're outwardly gay in Australia still, like that's the reality. But we do sometimes still face homophobic abuse and there's sections of our community who deal with a lot worse than others, especially transgender people. You know, and I think that the government sort of sponsoring that kind of discrimination through its legal, you know, through its system of laws is just, you know, a real indictment. I mean, one thing that happened on Friday was that in Queensland, a 13-year-old called Tyrone Unsworth killed himself after suffering, like, horrendous homophobic abuse. And I think it's really shocked a lot of our community that, you know, things can be so bad still, especially for somebody so young. I mean, we know what happens, but, you know, I think it sort of raised a lot of people's anger again after, like, a year of homophobic abuse directed towards us and the Safe Schools program, which was, you know, a program that was put forward to combat bullying in high schools towards LGBTI teens. You know, the government has just gone on a rabid attack against this program, accusing teachers who run it of being pedophiles, essentially. And, you know, surprise, surprise, after all of that happened, you know, we faced, like, a pretty tragic death, which, you know, I think that the government should feel should really be thinking hard about. And we're definitely pointing the blame at them.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, mental health's also an issue, and a lot of these things are all tied up together, aren't they? The way you feel about yourself and the way you think other people feel about you. You're also campaigning against for the rights of queer refugees. What's happening there?
Well, actually, like, I guess what's happening with refugees in general is really up in the air in Australia at the moment. But, you know, like, one of the things that we've put forward over the years has been that actually, like, the situation for LGBTI people in other countries can be significantly worse. And if you accept the right to seek asylum, which I do, and sadly I think our government doesn't enough, then, you know, like, we should be aware of the fact that a whole number of people do still have to, you know, seek asylum on the basis of facing homophobic persecution where they come from. And our government at the moment, you know, still has a whole lot of people on Manus Island, which is part of, you know, a country where homosexuality is still illegal. So it's just a basic issue of human rights that if people are, you know, fleeing homophobic persecution, they shouldn't be sent to a country which still persecutes them.
Yes, and there's a lot of a lot of countries, of course, have quite different laws to the ones we have here. So yeah. It is a problem. I can understand. It's a different country. So you know you can't do anything about that because they're a different country, can you? Except you know highlight what the problem is. And I just wanted to also ask you quickly about, because we haven't got a lot of time before the news, what's happening with intersex and trans injustice and police harassment? Is there something going on there that we should be aware of?
I think that remains to be a really big issue. Both that, you know, that transgender people face a whole lot of harassment, by people in Australia, but also that their treatment through the police system continues to be highly problematic, and that police have been found to, just sort of like pile upon their negative experiences by refusing to treat them in the, gender of their, how they live their life.
Do you think the police have an education problem within their system?
Yeah, I think that they do. And I think that there's also a general problem that there's a lot of bullies in the police force. So, in the same way that, racial minorities face a lot of difficulty in the justice system, sexual minorities also face similar difficulties. That's something that we're really still fighting for. Chelsea Manning in the United States recently won the right to receive gender transition medical treatment while in police, while in prison, which I think is really good, and has sort of highlighted the need for, better support for transgender people here in Australia as well. That even there, things are moving forward, even if really slowly and painfully.